he accepted all of the offerings and drank the water from so many coins. At that time, the gods and gopis of Vrindavan, they prayed to Govardhan. Oh, Govardhan, there are many calamities. Come and to disturb Krishna. So I'm praying to you that you should please protect Krishna from all calamities and make Krishna be happy. Then this way, the Vrindavan took a benediction from Govardhan for the happiness of Krishna. So many people, they come here and they also pray, but they have often full of material desires and fear of God can easily fulfill them. But when we come here, we should pray that our heart should be completely devoid of all kinds of material desires and attachments, and that God fear of God should enter our heart. Then we may ask you for Bhaktivinoda Maharaj to tell some anecdotes in relation to the appearance of Govardhan here in Vrindavan. So first of all, Maharaj, he explained how this Vrindavan, it is not different from Krishna. In Vrindavan, the Yamuna River is like this Yamuna Nadi. That means one channel in the spine. And the Vrindavan is the heart. But which deer has Govardhan come from? In Govardhan Prasad, it is stated, Nanaka Prabhikayato, Giri Govardhan Ovahan. This Govardhan has manifested directly from the heart of Srimati Radharani. So, also in the Puranas, there is several pastimes describing how Govardhan came here. We should know that even Govardhan is eternally in Vrindavan, yet still there are some pastimes how he manifested here. So first, Maharaj explained that once, one rishi, his impersonator, and he was doing his travels in Kashi. So his name was Parasa Rishi. And he was traveling here and there. And one day he came to Jonasar. So Jonasar received him and honored him very nicely. And when he was leaving, Jonasar had a desire to give some donations to Parasa Rishi. So that time, Parasa Rishi saw that Jonasar, this mountain, had a son. His young boy, his name was Govardhan. And so that's what he was thinking. In my Varanasi, there are no nice scenic places, mountains. So if I could take Govardhan with me, then I would have a very beautiful scene to do my sadhana in Varanasi. So he requested from Jonathan, please give me your son. So then Jonathan, who was dismayed to hear this, yet his son Govardhan, he agreed to go with Master Rishi on the condition that you should not carry me if you are in a contaminated state. And if you put me down anywhere, then I'll not move from that place. So Master Rishi, he agreed, and by the yoga city, he lifted up Govardhan and began to fly in the direction of the Varanasi. So as he was passing through the airway over Vrindavan, at that time, the Govardhan, he saw this Vrindavan and was feeling the inspiration to stay here. So Jogamaya fulfilled his desire by causing Parasa Rishi to feel a very strong urge to use the bathroom. So at that point, Parasa Rishi, he put Govardhan down here and he went to have water. So he was passing water for a very, very long time by Jogamaya, by the influence of Jogamaya. Then he came back and he went to lift up Govardhan. But Govardhan said, no, I made a condition that if you put me down, I will not move. So then, Parasa Rishi tried again and again to lift up Govardhan, but it was quite impossible. So he became angry, and he told Govardhan, now I'm giving you a curse. Every day you should reduce in size by the size of 1 centimeter. So this is what we see gradually. Govardhan is becoming smaller and smaller, and gradually disappearing. Bhagavad Gita, there's another passage in connection with the appearance of God and name Bhagavad Gita. When Rama had stolen away Sita and was seeking her in Lanka, at that time, Lord Ramachandra was going everywhere trying to find her. When he was discovered where she was being kept, he came on the shore of the ocean and he wanted to make a bridge across the ocean to Lanka. So at that time, he took the help of Hanuman and so many monkeys. They were going here and there and picking up very large mountains and dropping them in the ocean to make a bridge. So as this construction was going on, it came to Hanuman. He went to the Himalayas and there he saw Govardhan. And he picked up Govardhan and began to fly in the direction of the place where Ramachandra was, the monkeys were constructing the bridge. But as he was flying over Bhagavatam, the construction of the bridge was completed. And therefore an aerial voice announced, "Oh, wherever you are, you should put down all the mountains and stones you are carrying because the bridge has been completed." So then Hanuman, he put down Govardhan here in Bhagavatam. At that time, Govardhan became upset. He said, "Oh, I will give you a curse because you have deprived me of the chance to get the touch of the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra." At that time, Hanuman consoled Govardhan. He said, "Don't be worried. In Dwapara-yuga, then Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will come and perform all of his three pastimes on your transcendental form." So he goes down the path of life. So then, Maharaj explained how Govardhan, he has two swarups. One swarup is Bhagavad swarup. That is, that Govardhan can be understood to be the direct form of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, himself. Or alternatively, Govardhan has another swarup that is called Bhakta swarup. He can be considered to be the greatest servant of Krishna.
With which we're all familiar. I don't know about the Sangha, but the Nikriya, the Shah.
So even though he knows this verse very well, still Rakshana Thakur has written some very beautiful writing couplets of Bengali poetry, which explains this verse of Upanishad more clearly. So first of all, he's saying, Bhakti Mula Sukriti Vaitseye Sadhu Dhai. Then, first of all, if Sadhu will awaken in the heart, it will have a cause, and that is Bhakti Mula Sukriti. Sukriti is absolutely essential. This Sukriti is of two types. Logi Sukriti, that means worldly pious activities. This will not lead to Bhakti. And another type is called Bhakti Mula Sukriti. This Bhakti Mula Sukriti will cause the awakening of faith in the heart of a person. What is that? If anyone will give their energy in any kind of service or any activity in relation to Krishna and his devotees or his places and all of these Nidhiyavastu substances in relation to Krishna, then he will collect Sukriti and this will cause the awakening of Shraddha. If one has no Shraddha, even though he may stay in the association of Sadhu, we cannot say that this is called Sadhu Sangha. Why? He will stay with Sadhu or he will stay with his Guru. And by associating with his Guru, he's only thinking about how he can make some money. So if one has Sukriti, then he will have taken his Sadhu Sangha. But if not, then even though he comes into the association of Devotee, he will simply sleep and go here and there and not hear anything. Nothing will enter his heart. एक होती है वो कृष्ण भक्ति रस भाविता होती क्रियता को भी जदि
hearing and associating, then you will develop fresh bhakti.
But what becomes in this way? It develops from Lokamani Tattva, not from Udayani Tattva.
इसलिए ऐसा मत समझो कि जन्म में शक्ति चालू करो पूर्व पूर्व जन्मों में लाखों जन्मों में ऐसी कोई सुकृति हुई होगी जो आप लोग ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा में गोवर्धन जी के चरणों में राधा पुरुष श्याम चंद्र के पास में ऐसी प्रेममयी भरतमयी कथा सुन रहे हैं ये सहज बात नहीं है जो अशोक पात्र है કોઈ પ્રશ્નતા કોઈ વાત નથી. તેની સદસંગ પરિમય વજન શિક્ષક વજન શિક્ષક સંગે નામ મંત્ર શિક્ષક. So, when one gets sadhusanga, then you see some fruit. This fruit of sadhusanga is bhajan shiksha, instruction in how to do bhajan. And one should receive nama mantra shiksha, initiation into Krishna nama and Krishna mantra. So, when one receives initiation from one of my sadhu, then he gives us instruction. What we will give is the disciple of shiksha with panch anga, that means five limbs. If this is to be successful, these five limbs must be observed. The first one is called the Mantra. That means the guru who describes to the disciple who is the Ishtade, who is the deity of the mantra, and the meaning of the words of the mantra. The second anga is called Nyas. Nyas means that one will make a firm vow to chant this mantra a fixed number of times, such as 10 times or 108 times. Then, the third anga is called Prapati. The rule of Prapati means that we approach the Ishtadeva of the mantra and we pray, oh, you are capable to protect me under all circumstances, and therefore I take you full shelter of you. The fourth anga is called Charanagati. This Charanagati has six limbs. Especially, one of the limbs of Charanagati is that my Guru will always maintain me. So Gurudev said, many persons, even though they receive diksha, they have many worries, many concerns in their mind. They're thinking, oh, what will happen when Gurudev leaves this world? And they're very worried about this. They think that when Gurudev leaves, there'll be a big chaos. So what should I do? I should start collecting a big stockpile of money to protect myself in the future.
गोवर्धन की दूसरी परिक्रमा जो बाकी रह गई है राधा।